Welcome to your daily devotional, May 31st, Crowd Followers, Exodus chapter 23 and verse 2. You shall not follow a crowd to do evil. I write this with a heavy heart in the wake of the death of Mr. George Floyd. It seems to me that the spirit of this particular principle spelled out in God's law was violated and continues to be violated by many. There seems to have been a code among those officers present which stopped them from moving the arrest along and going with the flow of things and resulted in a tragic consequence. Now there are riots springing up all over the place. From what I understand, people are coming into various cities to agitate the situation. And instead of crowds of legitimate peaceful protesters from each city, we are ending up with rioters perpetrating all manner of crimes, from theft to arson. Hopefully, this stops before there is more unnecessary loss of life. May God protect His people from becoming knowingly or unknowingly part of some crowd doing evil. And may a dialogue of mutual respect take place between our dedicated law enforcement officers and those whom they are appointed to serve. These events reminded me of situations as a child when I witnessed another child being bullied. And I'm ashamed to say that sometimes I went along with it or I ignored it for fear of being ostracized by my peers. It is always harder at the first to speak up when the crowd is doing evil, but we hang our heads high when we do right and speak up. In the context of our text, the law is dealing with partiality in disputes and honest justice before the law. In the context of the Bible as a whole, we see this verse violated to the utmost when the crowds repeatedly shouted out concerning the sinless Son of God, "Crucify Him." I wonder how many of these people were instigators of the mob and how many were just following the crowd to do evil. Knowing that the Lord was so shamefully treated, Christians ought to be leaders, if not in position, certainly by example. Let us never participate in crowd actions to punish the black sheep in the family or workplace. Rather, let us show the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. Be a Christ follower, not a crowd follower.